like.
I just hit record, by the way, just so we can we'll roll into it. When Tyler gets back, we'll do a formal intro. But in case we could always chop it.
So I was homeschooled, and I was raised doing my homeschool schoolwork to Rush Limbaugh, which because that's what my mom was super into.
Okay, then you did have the same upbringing, pretty much. Yeah.
It's because all day long she just had Rush on, and then we lived in the Sacramento area, and the local conservative guy was Tom Sullivan, and. He was actually, that's probably why I like the financial stuff a lot too, because he was a financial advisor and a conservative commentator.
Wow.
And, that led into Neil Bortz, and then Neil Bortz was doing the fair tax.
How old are you, though? You're a youngster.
I'm 34.
Oh, you're 34?
Yeah.
You're still a youngster. That makes you still a youngster.
Yeah. But I was a conscious child, so.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you guys have caught on to more things than I ever did. Probably I am the generation where we just heard about it on the news, and our parents believed it, and we went along with it. And to me, at this age, now hearing that, hey, guess what? People might be lying to you. It's like, what?
Well, and that's all.
It's up there with Santa and the Tooth Fairy. It's like, what?
Right. So, well, we used to get that, and again, I attribute this to my mom, is because we also listened to, you guys might know this, I don't know if you listened to it, but at night, if we were still up, we'd listen to Coast to Coast AM.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But wasn't that just for fun? I mean, that
I used to think it was, and then some of the stuff that they talked about turned out to be real. So it's kind of like the whole Alex Jones thing, where like I used to think Alex Jones was a complete lunatic, and then you start like it starts coming out that no, that's actually accurate, and he called it out like 10 years prior, like the WTO protests. That came out as declassified and true that those protests turned violent because of Asian provocateurs. And, like, nobody believed in the Bilderbergs, or the, not the Bilderbergs, the owl worship guys.
Bohemian Grove.
Yep. Nobody believed in that. Yeah. He went in and he filmed it.
I don't know what that is. I thought you just said Bilderberg. I'm like, what's wrong with Bilderberg, Jacob?
You don't know Bohemian Grove, Mom?
No, or the Bilderbergs. I don't know what he's talking about.
Bilderberg.
So, I don't, you probably obviously know more about Bilderberg. I know that they're similar, but Bohemian Grove, it's a plot of land in either California or New Mexico, somewhere southwest.
Somewhere like that, yeah.
Yeah, and basically it's this private plot of land and they've been doing this ritual for, I don't know, like 100 years or something. It's like skull and bones, you know, this
something horrible?
Brotherhood thing. No, well, yeah, these billionaires, bankers and politicians and congressmen dress up in robes and they burn, what do you call it?
Effigies.
An effigy of the owl god Moloch, which is like this pagan, like, devil figure.
Yeah, and they have fake human sacrifices. And, like, when you talk to them, they're like, oh, it's just for fun. But it's, like,
it's kind of
also
weird.
Really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we call God doesn't like that stuff.
Most of the people I know, yeah, most of the people I know for fun, they like to, like, go jet skiing and do, like, play football or something. Burning an owl god Moloch is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, these people, they conspire, they do this thing every year. And then Alex Jones famously filmed it. He broke in and filmed it. And people are like, it's fine. It's like summer camp. It's a, it's a brotherhood
summer camp
thing.
For pagans.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's bizarre. Yeah,
that's when
really
you say,
weird.
Lord, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Yeah.
It's a big, big blanket statement, but it's needed.
Well, you're that's the sort of the same thing as what, you know, Childeberg's namesake is Bilderberg. And the Bilderbergs are the same thing. It's just, you know, world power brokers, and they get together once a year and decide how they want to guide the world into their future. And every president for the last, you know, 100 years or something like that has gone and met at this group prior to their inauguration. So, like, I think Trump and Kennedy were like the only ones or something like that. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I don't know if that's true.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
The two outsiders, really. I mean,
yeah, there's like the weird, yeah, the ones that are not part of, like, or don't seem to be part of the mainstream establishment, they don't go. But like Clinton was there years before, like 2 years before he was elected. Both Bushes were there. I don't know if Reagan was there or not.
I think he was.
Was
I think
he?
Yeah. I remember hearing
so
he
bottom
was.
Bottom line, tell me this. Does our vote count? Does my vote count anymore? Well, I really feel like it doesn't.
That's a loaded question.
I feel like it's just... Yeah.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Not a loaded question. There's a lot
maybe
of
in my local elections, but in like the big elections, it's like... Plus, we're from, you know, Boone County in Illinois, which is overcrowded by Cook County in Illinois.
Well, that's
just say Illinois and
what
we're
were saying. What they were saying here on the stage, though, is like, I don't know that there was election fraud, not voter fraud, election fraud. I don't know if there was election fraud, but the fact that we can't talk about it makes it extremely suspicious.
Yeah, they should just let us talk about it.
Yeah, which is like, okay, that's odd, at, to say the least. It's odd. So, and also, but also, you know, it could be that sort of like they do it on purpose as a as sort of like a red herring kind of thing, because now everybody's focused on this while they, you know, print $6 trillion and
right.
You know, so everybody's sort of distracted.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're always giving us a new shiny object to look at. Like, look at this shiny object while we do this. I'm catching on to that.
Jacob, do you think that's what the whole push with aliens and UFOs has been lately? Like, all of the pilots, they kind of let it come out. Like, oh, a pilot saw a light that, you know.
There's something weird going on with that. Like, when I start getting, like, text messages from my, like, normal relatives who are like, have you been paying attention to this? And I'm like, yes, for years I've been paying attention to this. But it is kind of like a weird thing. Like, I heard a theory recently that I thought was a great theory on that, was that as we get closer to having that technology, because it's a manipulation of space-time, we'll see echoes of our future experiments echoing back into the past.
Oh.
And so, and because they all take place around nuclear facilities and military bases for the most part, it's like a reflection back in time of us achieving that in the future.
Yeah, it's like some Twilight Zone interdimensional kind of... Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, they don't like, disturb the atmosphere. They don't disturb water. They just kind of are moving around. But then I thought about that some more, and I was like, yeah, but if the planet is, like, traveling through space, wouldn't those just echo, like, where the planet used to be?
Yeah. That really stretches my brain. I'm, like, trying to conceptualize this, and I'm yeah, I'm grappling with it.
Yeah,
it's like, I have no idea what to make of it. It could be, like, doctored videos. It could be some holographic technology they're working, like, on projecting. Did you ever see the one, this is substantiated because there's six different videos that are all synchronized, the one over Jerusalem, or Bethlehem.
I have seen that one, where there's, people, like, a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
I'm surprised how many people haven't seen it. The light descends
down. Yeah, I don't think I've seen this one.
Okay, so this light descends down from the sky, and it hovers over this one temple in Bethlehem. And it sits there for, like, 10, 15 seconds. And they have videos where it's seven different people's cell phones.
Yeah.
And they're all perfectly synchronized. So it couldn't have been faked.
Wasn't that this year?
No, this is, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that happened this past year.
No. And then, so the light hangs out over this temple for probably 10 seconds. And then it goes, like, light speed vertically into the air and disappears.
See, that's why you got to live a good life and be good so that you can go to heaven. And then you get all the answers when you get to heaven. And you're going to go, now I get it. Yeah. See, it paid off to be good. Just be good, go to heaven, and you get all the answers. Next question.
I think I would probably put myself more in, like, the Alex Jones camp of that they're demons, not aliens.
I believe that too.
Yeah, so,
absolutely.
Like, that it's that kind of thing. Is that, like, you have all these, like, old gods from, like, biblical contemporary stories and stuff like that, and that they're pretending to be gods. They're not really gods. And the same thing with the aliens is they come down as, like, the modern god. We have the greatest technology. We have all this stuff. And you need to worship us instead. And but they're not. They're just the modern form of fake gods.
Right, right. It's kind of like one of those timeless stories, you know?
Yeah.
Like false idols or whatever.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, because that's the thing, is, like, you've got these people who say they're atheists, but they worship the state, or they worship, you know, money, or they worship whatever.
Right.
And then you get the same group of people who in their mind they're going to be saved by these aliens that come down, or going back to Bilderberg and Bohemian Grove and all that sort of stuff. If these are people who believe that they are in contact with these, you know, demonic spirits, or, like, you know, the Planet Pizza stuff and all that kind of weird stuff, where there's, like, this strange spirit cooking, like, all those types of weird, bizarre
bad
things.
Idea, bad idea.
Which, of course, you are even though these are documented, real leaked emails, you're the conspiracy theorist for saying this is weird. Yeah.
But the creepiest part about it, though, is that, like, based on the emails and stuff like that, these people actually believe in that stuff.
Yes.
So if they are actually having, like, a real, like, quantifiable, at least from, like, the Christian's perspective, like, an experience that you could call spiritual or whatever, but it's with these things telling you to, you know, eat human flesh or something like that, then clearly this is a demon.
And, so, and, like, as Alex Jones said, he's like, listen,
it's not that I believe in this stuff. I'm just telling you that the elites really do believe this. You know, I think it's crazy, okay? They think that they are in contact with fallen demonic beings that are giving them information and intel in exchange for innocent children's lives as a sacrifice. You know, that's
pretty good.
That was good.
I've been working on it a little bit.
I've listened to that guy like twice, but to me, every time I've listened to him, or Coast to Coast. Jacob, you used to listen to Coast to Coast. Remember that show? We'd listen to it at night. I'm like, I'm getting scared.
Oh, yeah. I used to listen to it and get scared.
Yeah. And I'm like, is this real? Is this real?
For the record, there's no human sacrifices at Childeberg.
That's true.
We're going to throw that out there. Maybe not some beers are sacrificed, but that's about it.
Yeah. Also, for the record, Alex Jones is the most responsible journalist of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, hands down.
That is on the record. That is the fourth Paul on this podcast.
InfoWars? InfoWars guy? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that stuff turned out to be true, even though just it, well, that's part of, I think, to borrow a phrase, the big lie is they go, oh, this is too ridiculous. No, that can't be true, and it's like, no, this is true. And, like these people do this,
and they play on people's sensibilities, where people like decent, good-hearted Americans just go, no, nobody's that diabolical because I'm a regular person. Yeah. I'm not that diabolical. It's like, yeah, that's why they get away with it.
Because when you're a normal person, you're confronted with something that's like just so contrary to how you would treat other people.
So horrible.
Right.
Horrible.
Yeah, you're just like, no, that doesn't compute. I can't.
Yeah. There's a cognitive dissonance there.
Yeah, and then you kind of, at a certain point, you go, oh, like people are evil. They do treat people this way. Like they're, like this is, it's a very bizarre kind of realization.
Why? For power? Or, I mean, anything you do like that?
I'm Satanist.
Okay, man.
Well, I mean, they do get power. They do have for at least a short amount of time, like lives that
it's a flash in the
are,
pan.
Yeah, they're pleasurable as far as you know this world goes. But
well, I think speaking for all of us, we want to go to heaven, so we're just going to stay on the narrow path. We're going to get there.
I like it. That's the way to do it.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it. So Childeberg, Jacob's event, Childeberg. It's a good-hearted. Wholesome is a messy term, but it's a very not evil event of sort of an amalgamation of libertarians getting together and hanging out and having good times. I haven't been to it. Tyler went to it this year. It's going to be tough. I'd like to go to it next year, but I'm going to have a baby, so it's not.
That'll be tough.
We don't get together like the Bilderberg group to change the whole world, but we shaped the culture at Childeberg.
And where was it at? And was it a multi-day event that you had?
Yeah, it's 3 days. It'll be 3 days again next year at Mule Shoe Bend Recreational Area. Next year, I think it's the 28th through the 31st, but I'll have to double-check the dates.
And you're in Texas?
Texas, yeah.
Texas.
Yep. I'm from California, but...
I looked down like Texas.
Yeah. You're part of that California to Texas pipeline. I mean, it was recent that you moved, right?
Well, actually, I'm from the California to Virginia to Texas pipeline.
Okay. So you did a little bit of ping-ponging around. Yeah. That's right. Pinball.
Yeah, we ended up in Texas 3 years ago just because we lived on the East Coast. My family's all on the West Coast. I want to be closer but not in California.
Right.
And then when we started moving out to Texas, that's when Carr tweeted the infamous Childeberg tweet, which was, he said, this year, in order to protest the Bilderbergs, I'm going to have Childeberg, but it's just going to be me drinking alone in my apartment. That sounds kind of sad, but also a great idea. Let's drink together. Let's have a fun time.
And what year was that, the inaugural?
The first one was 2019, but the tweet was 2018.
So gotcha, how big is it now?
250 people. So it started out as...
Just, are you in that world?
I reside in that world.
World. I'm new. I'm just looking. I'm just peeking in the window.
Yeah, it was. I was telling Jacob that I got a lot of crap from some of my friends. They're like, wait, so you're going to rural Texas to meet people that you've only somewhat podcasted with?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, they seem pretty cool. And I was like, I share my location with my relatives. Like, they'll know.
Right.
They'll know if something happens. They'll know where to find me. So, yeah, I went, and I just kind of cracked open a beer and just walked up and to the first group of people that looked kind of like what their profiles looked like. And I said, hey, guys. And then I just went from there.
Yeah.
And then I made a bunch of friends.
That's wonderful.
But, yeah.
That is great.
I think pretty in hill country. There's a lot to do. So you put on, like, a big comedy and music show at a distillery.
So. Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, it blew up this year. I didn't expect to have as many people as we did. I was planning for like 80, I was like, double what our last year numbers were is probably safe, and it ended up being 250 over the weekend, which was really cool. We raised a lot of money for FreeRoss.org. So for those of you who don't know who Ross Ulbricht is, he was put in jail for creating a website that allowed people to transact in Bitcoin, and they gave him double life plus 40 for that crime. So that's what we raised money for, and hopefully one day he'll be joining us at Childeberg, and we'll be raising money for something else important.
Yeah. Mom, you don't know about Ross Ulbricht.
No, okay. No.
Yeah, he created the website Silk Road, where people would transact completely anonymously on the dark web, and that people would buy and sell drugs. That was the thing, right? But, and it sounds like, you know, people will go, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. But it's like, what did it really do in reality? It cut the cartels out of the business. Like, it cut down on gang violence and all these things. Like, people are going to do drugs. There is no prohibition of drugs that's going to work to actually stop people from doing drugs, right? So the guy makes a website, people buy and sell drugs and Bitcoin and that kind of thing. And they found him, and they threw, he's a, what, 23, 4 years old?
Yeah, he's I think he had 23 or 24. He's the same age as me.
Yeah.
So this was almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah, he's been rotting in a prison cell for
was
a decade.
Was this on the news?
I mean, you can see, there's a documentary. I don't know if it's still on Hulu. It's narrated by Keanu Reeves, The Silk Road. That's what it's called. And
wow.
Yeah, his mom, and he was like in our community. He was a hardcore libertarian.
Yeah.
And now his mom, Lynn Ulbricht, goes around and she does a lot of media talking about his story. And there's constantly petitions to get him, you know, pardoned. I remember at the end of Trump's term, there was some buzz about Trump pardoning him.
Yeah.
And never happened because he's a coward. But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really, it's because at this point he has no appeal. And this is the craziest part about the story is I think both FBI agents that were involved in this are in jail now for stealing Bitcoin from the Silk Road.
Yeah.
I think the judge has some sort of corruption charges, not related to this case in particular, but she said when she sentenced him, she said, basically, like, this is not a fair sentence, but we need to make an example of you.
Yeah.
So that other people don't do
this. Yeah, did you know him? Or,
no.
Or how, why would you take up this cause?
It's just grossly
unfair.
Does it
happen to anybody?
Yeah, I mean, it really could. I mean, a lot of us use Bitcoin, and it could really happen to anybody who's trying to do any sort of... I mean, his goal was not to make a website to sell drugs. That's one of the things that people did on there. But also people were buying and selling seeds and, you know, farm equipment and all sorts of other different types of stuff. He did have rules for, like, no child pornography, no... there's a lot of stuff that, like, you couldn't have, like... That's one of the things that they charged him with was hiring a hitman. It's not even...
Planted.
Some, yeah,
yep.
Which...
They
yeah.
planted that he was trying to get a hitman.
And who is they? The government?
The FBI.
Yeah. It was a complete, like... all the information's out in the open that this was corruption. They set up a sting and they planted this hitman thing to get him for something. And he's serving double life sentence plus 40. So it's criminal what they did to him.
So he's never getting out.
No, and all his appeals are up. The only thing that he can get out with is a like a pardon or what is it? Commuting? Is it commuting when they? I think that's the other one that they could do is commute.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really is.
But that's the cost that we champion. I'm not even entirely sure why. I think because when we started the first one, like, that was what was on my mind, and like I'm not like interested in making Childeberg like a corporate moneymaker thing or anything like that. Like, I was like, well, if we actually do make money, because it's free to go to, and we just do it by donation, as once the costs that I incur are covered, then we just send the rest to FreeRoss. Last year we raised $1,400, so
wow.
Not bad at all. And that's more than twice what we raised the year before. So.
Yeah. And you're here and you're doing a podcast too?
No, I'm just here attending.
Oh, you're attending. Yeah. Okay, I wasn't sure if you had a booth.
I'm a big fan of Mark Skousen, so I wanted to come and meet him and stuff.
I know
who
that is.
He puts this on.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. A lot to take in.
Yeah. So, I mean, anything else you want to plug or talk about?
No, not specifically. Oh, later we're going to a winery. I have a wine podcast. It's about government involvement in wine. So
nice.
It's called Tasting Anarchy.
I can handle the moon landing and messing up with wine.
Monica Perez just came through and like laid the case for the fake moon landing to my mom, so she's still grappling with that.
I have to digest that.
Killed her childhood dreams, you know.
Yeah, Monica knows a ton of stuff. She said stuff and I'm like, that can't be right. And then I'll go look it up and I'm like, Oh my gosh.
she spent about 2 minutes laying out the dinosaurs are fake case. So
I heard that.
I'm not ready for
that
either.
Yeah.
I'm not touching that one right now. Yeah. It's just not a part of my life.
We did go to the dinosaur park, and they were just fiberglass statues over there. I will say that.
Well, you know what's funny is we were driving by Dinosaur Park, and I went, oh, Dinosaur Park, and then I made a fake dinosaur noise to my wife, and she goes, how do they know what they sound like? And I was like, well, they don't.
Didn't you see the movie?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they don't. That's just what they made up.
Steven Spielberg never lied.
And actually, I think they changed what they look like, too. I think now they're supposed to be covered in feathers.
Yeah,
so,
they're birds.
Yeah.
I think they're winging it, man. I think
in my lifetime, they went cold-blooded, hot-blooded, warm-blooded, and cold-blooded again. Yeah. So they've gone back and forth in just 50 years.
Well, yeah, you know, and the other thing is, whenever there's government-funded scientific research, like NASA, they're like, oh, we found a planet that's X amount of light years away that we think could sustain life. It's very similar to Earth. And it's like, who could substantiate that claim that you guys found this thing? Or when they had the picture of the black hole, it's like, okay, wait, you found a, like, there's no way you got a picture of the black hole. Like, it's a CGI thing.
Sure.
And you're saying that we approximated what it looks like.
Well, and all of it's digital anyways, so it's like...
Right.
I mean, the thing is like, I'm a software engineer, like, I make stuff up all the time and then just say it works, and then if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So, I understand the world. So, but some of it's real, some of it's not.
Sure, it's hard
to tell.
Right, but if they're making new discoveries, then they can justify their grants
and there's financial interest in making sure that if you are a PhD-level professor and you spent years and years and years writing this book and then it turns out all of it's bunk, that's not really very good for your reputation.
Like the Great Pyramids.
Yeah.
Like the
Giants.
Yeah, you know, Graham Hancock and Randall Carlson.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so their whole thing is the pyramids are far older than we understand them to be. Like, right now the hypothesis is that they're, 3,500 years old?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. And there's new... And that hypothesis was created in the 1800s, right, with their science and technology. And since then, there have been all these discoveries, but now people have PhDs in Egyptology and they teach Egyptology. So now if we have better information that comes along and wipes out, that means that their PhD is worthless. It means nothing.
Because all the stuff they learn for years and years and years and wrote their thesis on and stuff like that is not... And you know, if you ever have Professor De La Paz, do you guys know him on Twitter?
No.
So he's not a real professor, but... but
you're talking about Paz?
He has, I never even thought about this other than, in the biblical context, giants and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, guys, there is really quite a bit of evidence for this. And then he lays it out, and I'm like, I don't know about this. And you start looking it up, and you're like, wow, there is actually, a ton of giant, small bits of news where people find giant skeletons and stuff like that. And, who knows what it is. But
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think we circle back to Bigfoot on that one. Is that where you're going with that one?
I'm not a big fan of Bigfoot. I don't.
No.
We like Bigfoot at Childeberg.
Yeah.
We like all the cryptids at Childeberg.
I love Bigfoot. Yeah. I don't care if he
all the what of Childeberg?
All the cryptids.
All the cryptids at Childeberg.
Yeah. See,
I think we even saw the Loch Ness Monster in Lake Travis.
Probably.
Is there a Loch Ness Monster? Anybody?
I mean, I've been there. I didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything?
Oh, you've been there?
I've been to Loch Ness, yeah. I went there. That was my, the summer after high school trip for me was going to Scotland. So.
Nice.
Well, your camera probably wasn't grainy.
Not grainy enough. That's probably...
If you get a good grainy camera, you get it dirty first, you'll see it.
And a toy submarine in a bathtub.
Right,
You can definitely see it. So, anyway, Jacob, you want to plug where to find you, your podcasts?
At Childeberg or at Tasting Anarchy. I also have at the California in Exile on Twitter as well, where we do intentional community talks on that podcast stream. So if anybody's interested in that or if they want to come on and talk about intentional communities, then that's cool. I also had a recent appearance talking about Quakerism on two different podcasts. One is... Why I'm Anti-War, and then the other one was the Fourth Way podcast. Those were, I was particularly proud of my presentation there, but it had nothing really to do with libertarianism. It was all about Quaker stuff. So
Nice. Awesome. That sounds very interesting. So, all right, guys, that is a wrap.
Cool.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.